Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Peter did not begin the church. Jesus Christ began the church during his personal ministry. I know this is not taught in most churches and most places. Most Bible teachers will tell you that the church began on the day of Pentecost. That is not so. The church was energized on the day of Pentecost. Okay? Jesus began the church during his own personal ministry. We're just reading this here. Different opinions. Some people think it was in the mountains. I believe
Jesus began his church towards of Galilee, follow, make you fishers of men. That's when I believe he began. John the Baptist had baptized these fellas, and I will not. That's a whole other lesson. Okay? But just know that there was a church during Jesus' ministry. His disciples, we see it right here. It was built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. It was built upon him, and from him we're here today. That's verse number 21. Let me add this, because this is going out on the internet. A lot of people have never heard this before, because their preacher tells them the church began on the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter number 2, it said, how many was saved? 3,000? Wasn't it 3,000 was saved? And then it said they were added to the church on the day of Pentecost. Let me ask you a question, and you don't have to be a brain surgeon. You could be so dumb, even a caveman could understand this. How can you add to something that's not already there? How can you add to a church if it hadn't begun? In Matthew chapter number 18, he tells them if there's a problem, tell it to the church. How can you tell it to somebody or a church if it's not in existence? I can go on and on and on, but you get the point. Okay? Jesus Christ began his church during his personal ministry. Verse number 21, and whom all the building fitly framed together and groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, and whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. So back in Hebrews chapter number 10, when he talks about the household of God, he's talking about us believers as family, not this church building, not a temple, not a tabernacle, but us. Hebrews chapter number 10. Verse number 22. All right. I remember when Doug first came here. That was a long time ago. He was in Bible college, and I think it was him. Didn't you preach a message about lettuce and salad? I remember that.
Salad sermon.
Because there's three lettuce. Now, he stole that from somebody else, because I've heard it before.
No, I didn't make that on my card.
He stole that. If not, then other people used it from Doug. Anyway, about the lettuce, because you see, in the next three verses, it starts. And I remember Doug preaching. I don't remember nothing. You're the first,
preached.
Huh?
Yeah, that's the first one I ever preached.
Oh, you're the first one. Okay.
The first sermon I ever preached.
I know. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember nothing else about the first sermon he ever preached. I don't remember nothing else but lettuce. That was a God's salad. But it made an impression. Lettuce. And that's how many years ago? 37 years. Anyway, beside the point, let us draw near with a pure heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. What's he talking about, let us draw near? Well, back in Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 12. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. What a wonderful thought. We were far off, and now because of the blood of Christ, you remember talking about the importance of the blood, because of that blood, now we can draw nigh unto him through that blood. Well, in verse number 22, he says, well, let us draw near. Now, as believers, maybe you will, maybe you won't. Draw me nearer, 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 precious Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by thy grace. Well, you know the song better than I do.
The thought is we ought to draw near and near to the Lord every day. We ought to be closer to God today than we were.
Right.
And the thought here, let us draw near to God. When we do, and the only way you can draw near to Him is with these saints, with a pure heart. In other words, a true heart, a sincere heart, a real heart. You want to draw near to God, it must be a pure heart, sincere, real. And then have a full assurance of faith. You know what the word faith is? I got some Greek scholars here. It's that word pistis. Yep.
Pistis.
Literally, we're saved by faith. We believe. Let me give you a quick Bible lesson here. There's three types of faith you read in the Bible. There's a saving faith. There's a serving faith. And there is a, a system of faith. A saving faith. For by grace are you saved. Through faith. That's a saving faith. There's a serving faith. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Then there's a system of faith. In other words, in Jude, we say to the earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. That system of doctrine. With this kind of faith we're talking about, really is that with full assurance of faith, with full confidence and assurance of faith, and washed with pure water. This is in this verse. It talks about us. Of course, I skipped over sprinkled from the evil conscience in our bodies. Anyway, washed with pure water. It's not talking about baptism. Baptism does not get us into heaven. The blood of Christ gets us into heaven. So this is not talking about baptism. It's talking about, when it talks about washed with pure water, it's talking about the Word of God. Again, I was in Ephesians quite a bit this morning. Again, back in Ephesians chapter number 25, verse number 26. Let me back up to 20. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Amen, preacher. Heard all the ladies say that, okay? Husband, love your wives. Even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, verse number 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word of God. Again, so much here, and I need to get moving on. Remember Jesus washing the feet of the disciples? Peter said, you ain't going to wash my feet. And he said, well, Jesus, if I can't wash feet, you can't have anything to do with it. Well, then wash me all over. Head from the head. Tip of my head to the bottom of the feet. And he said, no, you don't need to be just your feet. You're washed. There's so much here. There's so much here we can learn from. But the washing of the water by the word is not baptism with pure water. It's the word of God. We are cleansed through the word of God. The reading and the studying and the forgiving we learn. Anyway, I need to move on. There's so much here. Then verse number 23, we see, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. The word wavering literally means unmoved and firm. Now, again, I'm running out of time. The word faith here is a different word in the Greek language. It's the word, I don't even want to pronounce it now, but it's a different word. I see these guys looking it up right now.
Elpis.
What is it?
Elpis.
Elpis. Whatever it is, I can't even say English, so it's Greek, but it's a different word in the Greek language. And this word means hope. So first, in verse number 22, you get faith. Verse number 23, you get hope. For he is faithful, that promise. Man, why is he faithful? Because he promised. And then verse number 24, let us consider one another to provoke unto love. So these three verses, you see faith, hope, and love. Isn't it amazing? These three verses. And the greatest of these is what? Let us consider. The word considered means to fix one's eyes upon. Let's consider. Continuous care and attention. He's talking to these church people now.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.